again, you know what I'm saying, right? Mm. And, you know, mostly probably all the people from the 20s are dead, right? Deceased and stuff, right? So it's easier to sell it to the public.
But isn't it crazy? It's in a book. Right? All you got to do is look in the book. You can see it.
Right?
1920s electric cars.
And you know, how do you blame the company, right? You got to sell the product, right? You know, you got to make it look fresh, right? So, yeah. I mean,
Should we blame the consumer then?
What do you mean? Well, the consumer has the lack of knowledge, right? You know, he's just...
He won't look in the book.
Yeah, well...
Which book are you talking about?
Encyclopedia, maybe.
Okay.
Anything.
Or Google.
Yeah.
Well, no, look, I just learned something, right? I know about Nikola Tesla, right? But I did not know that they had already had electric cars in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned that right now.
Oh,
we're just bought.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Scooters and things were long done.
Yeah, knowledge is knowledge, right? And each one teach one, right? And that's
absolutely
what we hear about, man. So the irrigation systems we had popping, you know what I mean? Manicured lawns, you know, soap, civilization, you know?
Well, and that's the thing too, right? Yeah, most definitely civilization, right? Because, you know, when we talk about, like, you know, I think a lot of people, especially, you know, black people, right, we get, like, you know, we get, or, you know, some of us get upset about slavery, and we think that, you know, slavery is just a white man thing, but it's not. You know what I mean? Slavery's been around before that. You understand? So, it's in the aspect of being slaved because of your skin color, that's something that was totally different. That's not something that, you know, the original man did. You know what I mean? If you became a slave, it was because you became a prisoner of war. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of different cultures, subcultures within these, you know, grand culture, you know, there's different stories of how you were still able to keep your quote unquote belief systems. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And they would allow you to still, you know, some would allow you to keep your, you know, because, you know, obviously when we're talking about these ancient civilizations, you know, you have you have I got the word too. It's you know what I'm talking about. It's you know what? I'm just gonna break it down like this.
Polyamorous.
No, it's not poly. It's not. You have the concept of believing in one God and multiple gods, right? So you have I'm gonna leave it alone right now.
Don't outsmart yourself out here.
I'm gonna leave it right now, right?
You know what I mean? Break it down to layman terms, bro.
Yeah, bro. So, you know, basically, like, obviously, when we're dealing with Kemet, you know, there's many different gods, right? You have the god of the sky, you have the god of the earth, you have the god of the dirt, you have these different gods, right? And so, I'm saying that because, you know, in different civilizations, you know, people would be able to, you know, still keep their worship and whatnot to whatever it is that they believe in, right? You know, so that's, you know, that's the ancient, you know what I'm saying? That's just one, you know,
couple aspects.
That's very small, right? I mean, we don't got enough time on the show to go through everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or even a quarter, right? But we gonna break. What we wanted to do for you, the listener, was like get an aspect of the ancient, just a little quarter portion of the ancient, and then, you know, in the second half, we're gonna talk about the modern inventions that most of y'all probably don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like your stoplight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like the stoplight, right? Now, we're going to talk about the stoplight. You know, I want to talk about the... Actually, you know, I want to go right here. I want to go here with the first cabs, the first cab taxi system here in Canada, okay? Created by no other than Lucy and Thornton Blackburn. Okay, now Lucy Blackburn was born in Kentucky, 1816, and we had my brother Thornton Blackburn, born in Virginia, 1806. Both born into, I don't want to call slavery, I want to call it kidnapping. You know what I'm saying?
Torture.
You know what I'm saying? right? Because that's what it was.
Torment.
And, torment, torture, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and listen, this is the science with this couple that, you know, they met each other and, you know, they were actually on the run. And you know, Lucy was actually caught. Now, this is the story. Lucy was caught and, you know, two sisters came in to the count. I can't quite remember the county at that time, right? Or the state that they were in. But basically, the story goes is that they came in and they took her out. Some way, somehow, and she basically was able to escape and go to Canada. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trippy part about this is that this is even before Canada abolished slavery. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the story gets thicker because Thornton was on the run and he ended up being in Detroit and he was able to get free, go to Canada to be with Lucy, and in Detroit they wanted to bring him back, and this is where the first Canadian extradition law took place.
Case of precedence. Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, and if you understand extradition, right, you know what I mean, it's like this is basically where that happened, because it goes to you cannot be. So I guess how Canada and America dealt with it was that they're not going to send you back and be punished for be severely punished for an offense in Canada that is not equal to that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so that's what happened, right? And so in 1837, this is when Lucy and Thornton, you know, they came to Ontario, they came to Toronto, and that's when they formulated their cab company. Now, slavery wasn't abolished in Canada until 1834. So it's very interesting how, you know what I mean, the politics behind it, right? And like how, you know, this couple, and that's not even it, really. That's a small grand scheme, like that's a small thing on what they did. But you know, to start your own, the first cab company, the horse and the carriage, right? And they even went through, you know, some political racism dealing with this, and was in the courts for a few years, because they were trying to say, oh, well, you know, you don't got your, you know, you don't got, you know, basically a license for this, right? But they still maintained it, and they did it.
You don't got your papers.
You know what I'm saying? And they started to build homes for other people who were coming, you know, under the railroad and whatnot, right?
On the night train?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's you know, big up to Lucy and Thornton Blackburn, you know what I mean, and the Blackburn family, right? There was another couple, you know, George and Bertha Blackburn, actually also in Windsor. You know, they had their own cab company in 1940, taxi company, you know what I'm saying, the first black taxi company, you know, because we got vehicles now, right, at this point, right?
Mm.
And so, you know, that's another, you know, and you know, the information around them is a little bit more scarce as opposed to, you know, Thornton and Lucy, you know what I'm saying? But you can definitely go, you can definitely, you know, do the knowledge to Thornton and Lucy and really dive into their story a little bit more deeper, if, you know, if you choose to, right? But, you know, it's very interesting, right? Because when we look at even, so I had brought up the stoplights, right? You know, and, you know, this is something that most people, you know, we, you know, society takes a lot of things for granted. Do they not? You know what I mean?
In what sense?
Ah, well, I mean, like, you know, the streets, right? You know what I mean? You got a street to walk on. You know what I mean? Sometimes people take those things for granted. You're like, yo.
It's not like walking in some third world country up the gravel road and wild. Yeah. Three-legged dogs are running you down and stuff like that. You know
what I mean? Yeah. You got gorillas with heavy machinery. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got,
no dog.
Right? Mines and all this type of stuff.
Okay,
right?
I would agree. Yes, in North America. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's ill, right? Mm. I mean, look at what my man's Trump is trying to do right now. Right? He over here trying to vac. You know what I mean? He's trying to take people out of Gaza to build a resort. Like, yo, man, what's going on in your head right now? Give this guy's head a question.
No doubt. Get your head out of your, you know what I'm saying.
You know, why don't you stick your head up your see if it fits?
You guys are not going to get Donnie T on the show if you keep provoking him like that. You're going to get a tweet.
I don't know if we want Donnie D on the show. He's not allowed.
Why not?
He's not allowed to come to Canada, I'll tell you that.
Of course he is.
You know, I would like to have Donnie. I'd like to have Pierre. I'd like to have them all on the show. You know what I'm saying? Let's interview them all.
Got heavy security that day. Heavy security.
Hey, man, let's get them all in. Let's have a conversation, baby. Let's have a conversation. But back to the stoplight, you know what I mean? Created by my man, Garrett. Now, let's break down his... Actually, you know what? Let's do a PSA and we're going to come right back.
Whoa, we're not even close to that. Oh, yeah, shit.
We close to a PSA. We close to a PSA. Run a PSA, God.
Yeah, holy fuck. No, man. No, this thing. No. Keep going, bro. Keep going.
Yo, man. The internet. You know. What was her name? The lady who rented the internet there? Her body?
Well, first, that wasn't a... That was... So, this thing about the thing about the internet is we're talking about a gentleman, and his name was Dr. Philip Emeagali, and he was from Nigeria. And what the thing is about Emeagali, what he did was he was able to basically come together. Now my computer science brothers and sisters are probably able to drop, you know, the science on him a little bit better. But, you know, he was able to start. Basically, he took, I think it was around 65,000 CPUs, and basically started the high speed processing, and you know he was awarded, you know, many different Nobel prizes on this, right? But basically, you know, because it's from what I've seen is that it's not just one person who is accredited to, you know, creating the internet, but Dr. you know, Philip Emeagali has been accredited for the, you know, the fastest processing units, you know, in a computer. And listen, my knowledge as far as CPUs go is not the strongest. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a tech guy like that. You know what I'm saying? However, you know, I like to look up things, right? I like to double fact check things and make sure everything is right. This is one of those ones that people would say, you know, oh, the black man created internet. You guys are blackwashing, you know what I mean? This is one of those things. Because, you know, in the 1930s they had computers. But we also got to look at the fact that, you know, a lot of these people that are in these labs are black people. You know what I'm saying? And coming up with these different vaccinations and these different, there's so many different, you know, chemicals and all these different things that are being created. And mind you, you know, because I even listen, you know, I know a brother by the name of iGod, you know what I'm saying? iGod Allah. He's in New York. You know, he's a scientist, and the man be working around these, you know, in these different labs and stuff, right? So he be telling me a lot of different stories. Yeah, you know, I listen to the brother talk a lot about the different stories about, you know, but he said there's a lot of original people that are in these labs, and they come up with these great inventions that will actually help the body. It's just those people that they work for take these things, and then they create them with evil intentions, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And they do a lot of harm with them, right? Mm. And so, you know, That is, you know, obviously that's, you know, that's no good, right? That's no good. So, you know, the whole aspect of the, you know, the CPUs, that was my man Philip Emeagali, you know what I mean? Through the knowledge to Emeagali, right? But you had Garrett Morgan, right? And now Garrett Morgan was born in, you know, Massachusetts. And, you know, he was accredited, right, in 1923, for, you know, creating this first stop sight, the stoplights, which also had the caution, and he patented those, right? And so he's accredited as the first person to do that. Not this dude by the name of William Potts, who, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, things got a little bit whitewashed. You understand? Mm. Right? We're using those terminologies because that's what the terminologies we're using, right? Blackwash, whitewash. So it's all good, right? You know, it's important that we, you know, we basically build on, you know, things that you can fact check yourself, right? You can go and look for yourself. And then, hey, man, you could call in and say, no, man, that's a crock of bull. But just be respectful with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't call in and have any cuss words and all that because we ain't here to do all that.
Colin, what's the number? What's the number again?
778-782-2573.
True indeed. And we here to have an intellectual conversation. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, right? We ain't talking about, you know, we ain't throwing out any racial slurs. We ain't, you know, we ain't here to do all that, right? You know, when it comes to knowledge is to look, listen, observe, learn, and respect, man. You know what I'm saying? Respect always comes first.
Call and correct us, too, if you feel we're incorrect, you know? Call and, you know, tell us. Share.
With your perspective.
You know what I mean? How y'all brothers see it, you know what I mean?
Word.
How you, the listener, feels, you know what I'm saying, right? And, yeah, you know, we got how many more days left here?
Of what, Black History Month?
Mm-hmm. Couple weeks.
Couple weeks.
So we weren't doing History Month. We're doing History Wednesday.
Every Wednesday's Black History up here, baby.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's PSA that. I'm ready now, sorry.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Yeah, yeah, me serve every woman. Me serve every woman. Me serve every woman. She get up in the night, not even wash face, and a long up her mouth just like she want chase. She never find the phone, but she find the phone case. So she mash it just a glass and Buckingham shake. She use a butter knife, cut up a pillar case. Me never hear the noise, and I peep through the gate. On top of that, she mash up everything in a deep place. Bang book clear without a shape. Bye 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 my babe, I don't wanna see your face again. This love just fade away, and I just can't take the pain. Say bye, 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 my babe, I don't wanna see your face again. This love just fade away, and I just can't take the pain. And when me get that girl, I me no know. She a try turn me in a big puppy show. I try pop off me curb and a road. And then she rush me with a big piece of wood. Me just can't take no more. Every kid with a she always full of me a dirty clothes. And can give like a dick out the little baby nose. No star, can't take no more. So bye 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 my babes, I don't wanna see your face again. This love just fade away, and I just can't take the pain. So bye 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 my babes, I don't wanna see your face again. This love just fade away, and I just can't take the pain. Yeah, yes. Why is it so hard to figure me out? Yeah, yeah. Like a Rubik's cube sitting next to you. Why is it so hard to figure me out, girl? To figure me out, yeah. Ooh, yeah. She use a butter knife, cut up a pillar case. Use this the drama, mash up it just a case, so yeah. She just can't figure me out now. So bye 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 my babe, I don't wanna see your face again. This love just fade away, and I just can't take the pain. So bye 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 my babe, this love just fades away. I just can't take the pain. I don't wanna see your face again. Bye 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 my babe, I just can't face the pain. So bye 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 bye.
Ben, so you steer from your band. No miserable, so you better than the norm. And if you steer, cause you got him in your palm. You know how to make your man calm. Yeah, your man not give you problem.
No.
You ever kill your pickney and not have them.
No,
no boy, ever tell this say you condemn.
No.
Your style and your fashion, it a mad them. Oh, no boy, ever tell this say your teeth yet.
No.
And you have your man, you ever cheat yet.
No.
A boy, ever tell this say you deep yet.
No.
The key alone of your secret. Oh, y'all say yes, your body good and you not have to fret.
Yes.
Nobody never tell this say you carry bad breath. Eat white, man is smooth and your style them fresh. Y'all watch your man and none of them are no threat. Yeah. If you take it them in your designer dress. Now fight over man cause you not take no press. Y'all wind up your body cause you full of happiness. You buff up in your tights, girl, that a God bless. Your man not give you problem.
No.
You ever kill your pickney and not have them. Boy, ever tell this say you condemn.
No.
Your style and your fashion, it a mad them. Oh, a boy ever tell this say your teeth yet.
No.
And you have your man, you ever cheat yet.
No.
A boy ever tell this say you deep yet.
No.
The key alone of your secret. Oh, yeah. You know if you beg no man for sake, cause you're not blind.
Yeah.
Your man not this, your cause I respect every time.
Yeah.
You are the boss, you are no petty kind.
Yeah.
You're full of favor, no behavior when you whine. Your man say you're the best, and never stress to call you fine, right a line. And the success letter you will climb. Girl, you're not grimy, you're not do no crime. I'm sweet, so you're not make it sour like lime. Girl, your man not give you problem.
No.
You ever kill your pickney and not have them.
No,
no boy, ever tell this say you condemn.
No.
Your style and your fashion, it a mad them.
Oh,
a boy, ever tell this say your teeth yet.
No.
And you have your man, you ever cheat yet?
No.
A boy ever tell this say you deep yet?
No.
The key alone of your secret. Oh, y'all say yes, your body good and you not have to fret.
Yes.
Nobody never tell this say you carry bad breath. Eat white, body smooth and your style them fresh. Y'all watch your man and none of them are no threat. If you can get them in your designer dress. Now fight over man cause you not take no press. Y'all wind up your body cause you full of happiness. You buff up in your tights, girl, that a God bless. Girl, your man not give you problem.
No.
You ever kill your pickney and not have them.
No,
no boy, ever tell this say you condemn.
No.
Your style and your fashion, it a mad them.
Oh,
a boy, ever tell this say your teeth yet.
No.
And you have your man, you ever cheat yet.
No.
A boy ever tell this say you deep yet?
No.
The key alone of your secret. Oh.
I
yeah.
I fell for you so hard it seems. But me see clear, you don't know I love me. Many a nights I cry myself to sleep. Thinking about what we used to be, this now our code. It's now our code. I opened my heart so that you can see. You gave up so easily, no fight for me. This now our code. It's now our code. But one thing, tell me why you treat me unkind. Should I sit the pre and pick up every sign? With the tables turn, it's just a matter of time. If you see your dip on the climb, nobody hit on my line. You really should have been mine, girl. To be honest, it's fine, girl. You're really in my past. Me cut you off like a shot. One thing me know, this heart ain't gonna last. You tore my heart to pieces and you threw them on the ground. But one thing about them tables, they will always turn around, girl.
Don't love nobody.
You never really, never love nobody. Aye.
Don't love nobody.
You are walk from like you are somebody. Aye. Tell me when you're looking at the mirror, girl, do you feel comfortable with yourself? If you never know, make me tell you, you're the goddamn devil. Girl, me give you my all, give you my heart. Hear the moon walls, I summon it from the start. Never believe from me you would have depart. But one thing, me know this feeling not go past. But girl, this is the last time. And you ever give me heart to nobody after me, no mad smarty. Just a fucker off a shine. You might live your life as a body run the road like you be. Girl, you fuck up me see. Can't look in my eyes when I speak.
heart, so you change now. That's true, yo. But if me leave you alone, you tore my heart to pieces and you threw them on the ground. But one thing about them tables, they will always turn around. Girl,
don't love nobody.
You never really, never love nobody.
Don't love nobody.
You are walk around like you are somebody. Girl, there are so many mountains that I would climb to have you laying here by my side. But I don't wanna go back. Don't wanna go back. Hey, I'm making noise, a matter of fact. You tore my heart to pieces and you threw them on the ground. But one thing about them tables, they will always turn around. Girl,
don't love nobody.
You never really, never love nobody.
Don't love nobody.
And you are grown like you are somebody.
Boom, 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 boom. You're now tapping in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Burn a BSFU. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. Got my man Guilty Black in the building. We got the selector, Digital.
Yo, it's Digital, man. I'm going to run back these songs real quick.
Go.
First, we had Bye 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 by Luton Fire. Then we had a No Respect by Deli Ranks. And the last song we heard was called Pieces by a fellow they call Franchise.
Franchise, you know? And if you just now tap
don't
it in,
love
we hear
nobody.
Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, yeah, Luther.
Go ahead, Luther.
That's just it, man. You don't love nobody.
Yeah.
You don't love nobody.
And if you're just tapping in, man, you know, we've been, highlighting Black History Month today, going over, you know, Black inventions, you know, things that was created by Black people. You know, contrary to belief, a lot of things was made by the Black man and woman, you know. And, you know, let's talk about, I want to bring up one, sister by the name of Marie Van Britten Brown. Now, Marie Van Britten Brown has been accredited as the first person to create and patent the first surveillance security home system.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about that.
In 1966, and she was from Queens. She was from Queens, New York, right? And obviously growing up in a place where she felt, she was a nurse and, she felt unsafe. She basically created the first surveillance system, a camera with a remote and a monitor and a two-way, system so you could talk and hear, right? And, patent this idea and basically, you know, I mean, shoot, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I found that out. I think it was last week or the week before.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something within the last month, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've seen that one, yeah.
There's a lot of things out here, obviously, you know, even in modern day time, right, that we don't give credit to those who have actually done it, right? And look. I really see this whole, this segment especially is like, I always want to just, impress it on the minds of the young Black youth that like, just don't believe everything that you see on TV, right? Don't believe everything that you see on TV.
All the youths.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, man. Just like, we're going to, probably stray away from here. But, the cops ended up killing, this autistic kid, 15 years old and stuff like that, right? A few days ago in Clayton, in I believe it's like Surrey still, right?
Clayton Heights?
Yeah.
Really?
The kid, he was autistic, right? And back to what you were saying, and that's why I brought this up. Don't believe everything you